T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We doing it. Big Pan, Billy Spin, Big Cheese. Check them out now. Big Pan, on BLAD. We doing it. Big Pan,
welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. We're going to give you a chance to win some Heat Clippers tickets coming up in the final hour of today's program. We got Damage Is Done, my friend, coming up this hour, our favorite Tuesday game. So appreciate that. Looking forward to that. Let's get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks. Let's get a little truck going. There we go.
So 18 wheelers.
The only truck I have, dude. What do you want me to do? All right.
I have a sound effect.
Meh. Miami Heat, they will be back in action tomorrow. They will be taking on the Boston Celtics. They got a couple matches with the Celtics coming up. One tomorrow, one Friday, and then they have the Memphis Grizzlies next Monday. So Miami Heat are out on the road. According to Anthony Chang, just tweeting out about 15 minutes ago, Jimmy Butler is not yet with the Heat in Boston. The hope is he'll make his return Friday against the Celtics. So he will miss tomorrow, it sounds like, but we'll be back on Friday. Jimmy has been.
So you going to meet him up there?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of team they got going on there? You fly up there, you get the practice in, you sit on the bench, then you play in the next game. You don't meet the team and take your own jet up there.
I think he is going to do that.
What?
I think Jimmy is going to do that. Sounds like he is.
Going with the team and then?
No, the team's already on the road. Remember, the road trip already started. They were in Atlanta. Now they're in Boston. They play tomorrow, but they have two games in Boston.
Yeah, I got you.
So it sounds like he is, because he's been putting on Instagram. He is, like, back in the gym working out. He's doing his rehab. I think his what did his trainer put? His trainer put on social media, I think it was, like, be back soon or something like that. So, what the hell was the quote that he put? Oh, he said, it's about to be that time again. That's his trainer, Chris Brickley. Mm. So, it sounds like he is going to return soon. We haven't had him the last six games. The Heat were, they haven't had Jimmy and Tyler play in a game since the seventh game of the season.
I can see it.
It's like, that's insane.
Well, no, like, that's what, I mean, just hang in there till you get everybody back.
I know.
It's my only fear is that if it takes too long and they just do all this patchwork, when everybody gets back, that's going to be like almost a new learning process as to who's going to do what minutes and stuff like that. So it might look clunky when everybody gets back.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we don't feel like we've gotten that full capability of the starting lineup
because
yet.
He hasn't been able to figure out what his lineup is going to be because nobody's been available for a substantial.
Yeah, there's been a lot of guys banged up. Strus has now been banged up. Duncan Robinson, he's got the hand injury. But I think that, you know, and we've seen
all
like
that damn hacking. He does. He's the.
Yeah, I think he actually got. Yeah, I think the story was he got it to get it caught in a jersey or something like that.
Jersey, dude,
that sucks.
You gotta lie about that.
I didn't. Yeah. No.
Just lie.
I broke
about
my
it.
Finger. Look, it's still kind of crooked. Got it caught in a face mask. I went to stiff arm somebody, and he did this.
That's
because I accidentally stuck him. Like,
but this is—I will say—this is like one of the things that I'm not thrilled with this whole baseball type schedule that you have, because like if you do have the unfortunate luck of like, hey, Jimmy's out, and you have two games against the Celtics in 1 week, it's like, ah, that kind of sucks. You don't really get a measuring stick against this team.
The other team too, though.
Yeah, I guess, but it's but you're not really like getting that matchup. Like, you know, no more. Like, it happens. I get you. Like, there are times during the year, hey, you won't have your guy, but now it's like you don't get that guy in both games on the road against the Celtics, and that kind of sucks.
Would you say that if the Heat benefited from it?
I wouldn't be upset about it, but I wouldn't. But like, if they didn't have Jason Tatum for these two games, and we beat the Celtics twice, it's like. We beat the Celtics, but they didn't really have their best guys.
Who cares? It counts.
Because first of all, I think
look at this point.
Because
in
you only
time,
get so. Many, I'll explain why. Because in the NBA, you only get first of all, guys rest all the time. It's annoying. Second of all, you only get so many of these elite matchups all year, and Heat Celtics is a big one. And so, if you're telling me I get both matchups on the road in 2 days, and Jimmy Butler happens to have a banged up knee, and you don't get him for either one, that sucks. You know, if you get you don't miss it for one, fine, but you'll get it down maybe, okay, in 3 months we'll see you again. Now they're all wrapped up. Sucks. I don't like it.
The things you worry about.
I'm not worried about it. Here's the thing. I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying this happens to be a consequence of something. I know they're trying to benefit the players in having less travel. I get it. Mm-hmm. But it kind of sucks. It doesn't have to be the Heat. Make it the Nets, and Kevin Durant can't play the Milwaukee for back-to-back games.
Anytime your star gets hurt, it sucks. So I get what you're trying to say about the situation, but the situation is that you don't have all your guys healthy. That's the bigger issue. And the games are irrelevant.
Yeah, but let's be real about it. Like, when it's Heat Wizards, it doesn't have the same juice as Heat Celtics.
No, of course.
So, like, that's what I'm getting down to. It's
or
like
Heat Golden State, right. Or Heat Lakers, or Heat Nets, or Heat Knicks. There's a lot of them.
That's just the thing that bums me out about it. Like, if this is a big rivalry, and you're essentially
so don't they play twice down here though?
I don't think so. I think they played the second game of the season. And then I think these are the last. I think these are the last two. Maybe there's one more.
No, I thought you play each team four times.
Only your division, you play four times.
Oh, everybody else, you play three, and then
I think it's your division. You play two. Four. Your conference, you play three, and then West, you play two.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
All right.
But hopefully he'll be back for Friday. But I'm with you.
I just want everybody to be healthy. So I don't want people coming back and playing with these nagging injuries.
Well, he certainly doesn't play with nagging injuries. Like, that's one thing with Jimmy Butler. They seem like they know how important he is in the playoffs. That's why Jimmy Butler misses 15 games, because he doesn't play with nagging injuries. They're like,
it's pretty amazing, just
rest him until he's all the way back.
He misses a lot for a guy that's probably in some of the best shape of anybody on the team.
Yeah.
You don't find that weird?
I don't know. It is weird, because he doesn't miss playoff games. But it's like, yeah, during the season. Remember last year he had that tailbone injury? Where he fell on his back, and then he came back against Denver.
3 months.
And then he came back against Denver, and the first play fell right on his back again. So he missed all that time.
That was rough.
Last year this is the one thing. Last year was a weird year, because you had the Bam thumb injury, then Jimmy got hurt, and then Kyle was out with the personal reasons. So, like, they never – for them to have the record they did last year was pretty incredible, because –
Well, because here's why. Because when all those guys got hurt, moving Tyler into the starting rotation was no big deal because he was still doing his thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Now it's a little bit different, isn't that? You're working with a rotation, moving the ball or whatever. It's not one of those things where you say, Tyler, go get yours. And so now who's going to be that other guy? It's going to be Strus, maybe.
Maybe.
But guess what? Strus has had to start too.
Strus has had the start because Tyler's been out too.
Yeah. So
no, they have. I mean, listen, there were desperate times when they were starting Jovic, and they're like, even Spo was like, "All right, Jovic, get in there."
I mean, he don't do bad.
I don't
consider for 19.
A little sweetener.
Look, he just putting a new wax job on the new car, on the used car.
What do you mean?
Getting ready to?
That's not true.
Yes, you are. Stop.
Love me some Jovic.
Trade deadlines. When's trade deadline?
It's not until February. Mm-hmm. Not till February. Plenty of time till the trade deadline. But
John Collins?
I like John Collins as a player. Local kid. Called to Newman. Yeah, I like John Collins. I don't think they're going to trade for him, but Because I think that, you know why? Because I feel like the Hawks' move was to get DeJounte Murray to add to all of these. I don't think they're going to deal him unless they go like it goes into catastrophic. But they need, here's what needs to happen: John Collins, make a stink. That's what needs to happen.
What? Wait, dude, you are a spoiled brat.
What do you mean?
Because you think a solution to anything with anybody, any authority figure above you, is make a stink.
That's what he's got to do.
That's
though.
What children do.
Schmeathen says Tobin has made 99 trades, but Jovich ain't one. I don't trade people all the time, dude.
Yes, you do.
I don't do that.
You threw Jovich in with all the trades this summer, and you never even seen Jovich play
for KD.
It don't matter who, dude.
Bro, did you see KD last night?
He went off
45 on like 80% shooting. Incredible.
He was laughing while scoring yesterday. I saw a video of that.
I know. He made poor Paolo Banchero just fall on his face.
And this wasn't all at the rim.
No, it was just jumpers, just smooth.
He's so smooth.
He's good. That guy's good.
Who would you trade for? Trade everybody.
See who's hurt again, though? Ben Simmons. Again! This guy, you want to talk about always hurt. Ben Simmons now. Tin Man. Who do I want to trade for KD? Not Bam, not Jimmy.
Everybody else is on
the table? Everybody else would be on the table. Everybody else.
What if you had to give up Bam or Jimmy?
No.
No?
No. No. Those are my guys. I don't give them up. Sorry.
You would probably have to give up one of them.
I'm not going to then. Huh? This was a nice conversation then.
I don't understand you.
What do you mean?
You
get on me for training everyone, and then you get on me for being loyal to my guys.
You tried to package your coach for a player.
It was a theoretical talk. It was a theoretical talk. One July. One July sports show, and forever you traded Eric Spoelstra.
He's giving me ultimatums. You can have anybody but these two guys. Meanwhile, this past summer, he tried to trade the coach.
It was two summers ago.
Well, I'm glad to agree.
It was 2 summers ago, and I was saying it theoretically because Brad.
No, you weren't theoretically.
Because I want to defend myself because Brad Stevens got that front office job at the Sixers because he was burnt out. I was like, you don't think Eric Spoelstra's been burnt out? Everybody wanted him fired for 4 years when he was coaching the Heat. Never appreciated. And I just thought to himself, because Pat Riley had said at the time, I'm not retiring anytime soon. So I said, I wonder if Eric Spoelstra's ever thought about going to Portland, you know, running his own show. But I'm not giving up Eric Spoelstra for nothing. You got to give me Dame Dalla. It's Portland. But I love Eric Spoelstra.
Until Tobes trades you.
Yeah. Listen, I love Eric Spoelstra. Spoisms. That's my guy.
Dude, you tried to trade a coach.
I didn't try to.
Yes, you did.
I threw it out there.
You said, he says, hey, does Spo want to be by his steakhouse?
He does have a steakhouse up there. It's his home.
No, this is his home.
Well, now this is his home. He's raising a family here. Well, it's 25 years this has been his home, yes.
We understand the answers to our test.
But if he was going to go anywhere, theoretically, if he was to ever leave the nest, then, you know, I would think Portland would be the spot.
You are an idiot. Like, and you always try to wiggle out of it. No, you legitimately try. You
I
will
didn't try to trade you him. That's to not move. True.
Look, I'm going to tell you, dear NBA teams, just keep working at it. Tobin will come off his stance because he always does.
Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Appreciate you. Thanks for believing in me, man.
Always, Bam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM.
We got a situation.
What's going on?
I asked Jay Fig what her middle name was. She said, I'm not telling you, which means
it's embarrassing.
It's like McCorkle or something.
Yeah, yeah. What's your middle name?
Gertrude?
Lincoln.
Sure, let's go with that.
No, wow,
that
no.
Means it's worse.
It's got a Latino twist to it.
It's a very Latino twist.
To also, okay, it's hyphenated. More than one middle name.
I have like, it's like three words.
Wow.
Okay.
Ah.
No.
Oh. Come on!
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
Hey, you holding out on us.
You know, I can go find out.
Where?
Why?
Menacing.
Her mom would give it to me. She has spilled the beans.
True.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. That's true.
She it's has
true.
Spilled the beans?
She would spill the beans.
Oh.
She would.
I don't know.
I say, hey, what's Jennifer's middle name?
Oh, she'll say.
She'll spit it out.
Yeah, especially.
Ask my father.
Huh?
Ask my father.
He gives you that look, man. He does. He like,
doesn't like one
scary.
To snitch.
That look is scary. I'm like, hey man, I'm having fun, having drinks with you, but you are terrifying as hell. He just like
the green eyes.
And then the stories. When you put the stories to the person, you're like, this man is not somebody to be played with.
That's right. By the way, are you excited for this upcoming World Cup game? This is a must win for the U.S.
Yeah,
I am.
Well, that was good for some steaks.
I've kind of been sleep watching the last two.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my goodness,
how many goals have we scored?
They haven't scored a goal.
They
scored one goal? They tied 1-1, right?
They tied 1-1, and then they tied 0-0. 0-0. Excuse me.
It's like 180 right. minutes of soccer.
You've been
one
playing.
Goal.
Soccer your whole life. You can't score more than one goal?
Dr. Toboggan agrees he also likes steaks. Delicious.
Huh?
Mm. All right.
Steaks. Big steaks to this game.
Oh.
Delicious.
We need to find...
Minus one.
Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to ask Google.
For what?
For deception.
What is...
Thought we had steak.
Jennifer...
You're going to look it up okay. online?
What? I thought we were past
He's going to be obsessed with this now for the rest of the show.
Yeah,
lost
for
him.
Sure.
And well, this is the thanks you get for scratching his back, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I try to be a good person, and look what happens. You're trying to Google my middle name.
Crazy.
It's private.
Oh, wait.
Figueroa. Double quarter pounder with cheese is your middle name. That's interesting.
I would love that.
Wait, let's see.
It's not going to be there.
He's not going to be there, Leroy. You're not going
to
find
it. I would love to see him pronounce it, too, to be honest.
Huh?
I would love to hear you pronounce it.
Pronounce what?
If you were to find it.
So show me. I'll pronounce it.
Nah.
Really?
You're out, dude.
Come on.
We got Damages Done coming up in about 10 minutes. Our favorite Tuesday game. Also, I'll let you guys know, music is coming to the beach. The Odyssey Beach Festival is returning to Fort Lauderdale Beach this weekend. Who's your favorite group that's coming there, J Fig?
The Main.
The what?
The Main.
The Kenny Main.
No, The Main.
The
like,
Main.
The State.
Beach
the state.
Weather.
The Main. And Beach Weather.
Do they beef with, like, Portugal the Man?
Ooh.
No.
Oh.
They should, though. They should consider it.
They are the
Why
most
are you
nice,
doing this?
Humble people Don't. There is.
Who is Portugal
hey,
the Man?
Can you stop with him? He's asking you these questions, and you're just falling for
what
it.
What day is my guys there, the Struts? What? Are they there Sunday or Saturday?
They're Saturday. No, it might be Sunday.
Let's find out.
Hey, we go here. We came here as a British band, but we'll go home as an American band.
No, you're not.
They are.
It's Sunday. They got to be one of the bigger groups, right?
For the record, Portugal the Man is a lot of people.
Really?
Mans.
Like six of them.
They're actually on Saturday.
All right. Oh, really? There you go. Saturday.
We should all go and just.
I can't.
Visit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I actually just found out. So here's the thing. I got cheerleading dad duty.
Oh,
so I just found out the cheer competition's on Saturday. Now it's in Fort Pierce. Oh, so no. I got to be at that. And so Texas? Why are you looking at me like that?
Give me your ticket.
What?
Because I see.
I'm a cheer dad.
Let me tell you what I picture.
You go, boy.
Right? I picture him teaching Sophie the dance moves and then saying, Let's clean this up a little bit. Let's make, and you get, and so she goes to the dance, not doing her routine, but doing your routine.
No,
or
that's not true.
Or like,
dude, this is the most hard. You know, like it's the most hardcore she's ever done anything. These cheerleaders, they take it very seriously, and I gotta be honest with you, I have a newfound respect for it because she is a flyer, so they throw her up in the air and they have to catch her. And that's when you see your daughter being thrown up in the air, you get pretty worried. I got to be honest with you. I don't like
How old is she?
She's 10. And they're... Because she's come home for some practices with some busted noses because they drop her. Oof. And because she's tiny.
Yikes.
Tiny, she weighs nothing. Flip her up there. And they don't catch her. There's repercussions.
Who's on the base of this pyramid?
Nobody. I don't know, but I was very worried going into this routine. They were not up to snuff. And apparently they were game time players because they came out there and they smoked it. They were awesome in the last performance.
Nice.
Do you come up with their cheers?
No.
He's just a supportive guy, you know?
I just do the drop-off and the pickup. I usually get to catch the end of the routine, you know?
So, wait, you're a cheer dad?
No. I don't believe you have gone all this time and no suggestions?
No. No.
Tobin.
The only thing I've ever told her, I was like, listen, because there's been times where she's like, she hurt her face. She's like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. I'm like, listen, you're gonna feel really bad if you quit because I know you enjoy it. And so that's it. And she kept through it. And she was awesome. So I was happy for her. But now, here's the thing. They have themselves like an NFL schedule. And now it's like every Saturday is going to get booked up. And so we gotta go take the show on the road. And by the way, I found out, and this infuriated me yesterday. My wife told me, if they make the finals, which I don't know how good they are. I don't know how good the rest of the... They've only done one match so far, which they smoked. But the finals are on Super Bowl Sunday.
What?
No.
And I looked at my wife and I said, are you crazy?
What?
Why would they do this? And apparently...
Why would they do that?
I don't know why they would do that. I don't know why they would do that.
Wait.
What time is it, too?
Like, I don't know. Oh, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. Never know what time anything is.
Okay.
So... They basically sent out in the group WhatsApp, said, have your kids ready for Saturday. We don't know what time, so make sure you clear all Saturday. Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
I'll just clear out my day.
Not a problem.
So wait, hold on.
Like, do you not know who I am?
So you got this too. Solana. Now, when somebody sends you a message like this, you need to let us know how we should take this.
Here we go.
Cheerleading is the most dangerous sport in the world. Your daughter is a badass. Respect to the Tobins.
Yeah.
How do you take that?
He does this just to get his name on the show.
New Porpoise Pod coming out tonight, by the way.
Wait. Good job. Good job.
Like,
available now on the Odyssey Sports page. Full episodes and, of course, clips
on
the WQAM page.
He would say that.
Was Solana a cheerleader?
I think so.
Was he?
Imagine him being a flyer.
I could be a flyer.
There's no guy flyers. I don't think that's a thing.
Dan Day.
Dan Day didn't cheer.
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
I've met guy cheerleaders.
Dan Day was not a flyer, dude.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm about to grab Dan. There's no way.
Dan Day.
I bet you. Hold on. I'm going to bet you. I want you to go get him because I don't want any influence.
For sure. He's going to do something.
Can I go get him?
I will bet you a dozen empanadas. He's not a flyer. No way. Go get him, Marcos. There's no way.
Wait. Dan Day never been sober enough to be flipping over. But he weighs a buck 08.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Feeling great.
Leroy has proclaimed that he knows of your past as a cheerleader, a male cheerleader. And not only that, you were in male cheerleading, but you were a flyer. Could you confirm or deny this?
In this life or another life?
In this one.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
no,
a little bit.
No way. I don't believe you.
A little bit. Poquito. Poquito.
They don't call him flyweight for nothing.
Are you nervous about 2 o'clock today?
Yes.
He's very into the soccer.
I had to have a few drinks last night to go to sleep.
Good for you, man.
Well, maybe I just wanted to have a few drinks, but nonetheless, no, I'm so nervous. We gotta win, and I know that Iran is just gonna sit back 9 guys and just try to not let us score because the tie means they go through. So
that's the one thing that like drives me nuts. Like, isn't that unsportsmanlike that they're trying to gimmick their way into the next round?
If they could get away with it, they put 3 goalkeepers in there just to make sure, you know.
All right, Dan Day was a flyer. Who would have known?
Marcos.
I guess I owe you a dozen.
Come throw me out of the room, Marcos.
Here's...
He's just as lightweight as you thought.
Right? Like, come on.
No, but in reality, like, it is dangerous. They do throw her up very high, and I don't like it. I'm just like...
You know what? I'm thinking... These girls get thrown up this high in the air and the only thing catching them is an arm bar?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's why they always put the lightest ones in there to fly, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if you throw a thickums, it ain't going to go that much high and then you don't have to catch yours.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it's time we break the mold. I'm going to become a flyer.
I think you should.
Time to do it,
you
man.
You go, boy.
Let's go.
All right, we'll take a quick break. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
I sing the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, if you guys want to see comedian John Mulaney this Saturday, December 3rd, at the I Think Financial Amphitheater, all you have to do is go to WQM.com and click on the contest page, and you could win your tickets to John Mulaney. Coming up next hour, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Heat and Clippers. J-Fig and Marcos, it's their special. All right, so you guys got to, I mean, you guys know how you're doing it today? Have you figured out how you're giving away the tickets?
We're going to make them work.
You're going to make them work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we reveal it now or later? So
if you guys want to win some Heat tickets, be listening next hour. All right, damage is done. The news came out yesterday that Miguel Cabrera announced that 2023 will be his final season in Major League Baseball.
Oh, he's playing another year.
Wow. He's playing one more year. Must be the last year of his deal.
Yes.
Which is a fat deal.
Yes.
And this just reminded me that the Florida Marlins made the worst trade in baseball history, trading a generational hitter, a Triple Crown winner, an MVP, for Burke Badenhop. And for that, I will never forgive them. And
even though that regime is not even here?
I don't care. That is forever. That's a stain. That's a forever stain. This regime isn't even this. I don't even know. Here's the thing that drives me nuts about these Marlins. I don't even know what the regime is anymore. Because the Jeter regime, I guess I will tell you, they got a Cabrera-esque type deal with Yelich. They got nothing for him. Yelich couldn't get anything for a guy on $50 million deal, and you know, we all saw the greatness in him, of course, on this show. But you traded Miguel Cabrera for Burke Badenhop, and for that, the damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, my friend.
For some, it's forever damage. But that, when I saw that, I was like, maybe they could get Biggie for one last year. You know, that would make me feel better. I know he's not very good anymore. But for feels, give me some feels, give me some goosies.
Yeah, but to have those feels come in and go cost you 20-something million.
But how great was it this year? Think about this. How great was it this year for the Cardinals? They got one last year with Pujols, and he was fun. He was great. Chasing, dropping bombs. We let Miggy juice up. All right, just like Pujols did.
He ain't going to, the only, just let him get slow. The only juicing he does is with Bud Lights and cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Bring in Miguel Cabrera.
People don't realize.
One last dance for Miguel Cabrera.
People think that doing steroids, right, you just take a shot or pop some pills and you just all of a sudden get. No, man. People who do steroids already have to have a ridiculous work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it allows you to work out harder and longer. But if you never ever made that commitment to working out, it ain't gonna do you no good.
Does it work for Pujols? It's great this year for 42, 24 home runs.
So you're basically saying he?
Oh come on, dude! All of a sudden he's hitting 24 home runs again. He was hitting like Brett Boone the last few years.
Maybe he went keto.
Oh, no, dude. I saw him. He ain't no keto. All right? All I'm saying.
Remember we went to Vegas and we went to the restaurant with Hawk and Crowder. And Crowder at the time was a pescatarian.
Yeah.
Like,
very odd.
Who the hell are you kidding?
One last dance with Miggy. Okay. And who was there last year with Pujols? Skip Schumacher. So he knows this could be beneficial. Imagine Jazz with Miguel Cabrera. Dude.
Why here? Can I just say something dumb?
Great fun.
Can I just say something dumb, sports fans?
What?
Just because you see a guy doing it doesn't mean everybody could do it.
Mickey okay. Do it.
Just because Tom Brady could play until he's 46 or 45, don't mean every quarterback can do that. Stop thinking your quarterback can do that.
Yeah, but he's an all-time talent. As long as we give him the right, you know, get him in the right spot. And Miguel Rojas loves him. They're friends. Miggy and Miggy.
Miggy. Honestly think that he would come out here and down here and start working out?
I don't care. I just want something to cheer for. And I think it would be fun. Need a first baseman?
Miggy doesn't play first base.
Yeah, we'll have Soler play first base. He could DH.
Doesn't everybody have DH now?
Everybody has DH. Exactly. Make my point for me.
No, I'm not. Why do you keep saying that to me? I'm not making your point. I'm nowhere near your point. I don't want to be a part of your point. And don't say the other one.
What?
Because I hate that one even more.
So you agree with me?
Yes. Just out of the blue.
But you and me are saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
We are.
That's the third one.
Marcos, would you be into Marlins baseball if they brought back Miguel Cabrera?
Dude, that would be the only thing looking forward to this season, other than seeing what color Jazz Chisholm's hair is.
You do realize it's not going to go like the Albert Pujols thing went.
Why not? Pujols was stinking up the joint last year. A little sweet in the baby. Let's see what Miggy hit last year.
I'm scared.
Can't be much worse than we already have, you know?
Let's see. He had played 112 games. Not great. Hit 254. Not terrible. 305 on base percentage. Everybody does that these days. Five home runs.
Only five home runs. Jesus. Oof. Oh, I guess we don't need Miggy then, I guess.
So you happy with that there?
Hasn't hit 20 home runs since 2016, huh?
Yeah. Yikes. You want to bring him in for that 30 minutes.
Dude, just one last dance.
Yeah.
Let's just get
the whole gang back together.
Now look at Pujols.
A little sweetener. Pujols,
yeah.
This past year, he was great.
Yeah, but I'm saying just look at all the years. He never had a five home run year game.
He did, but he was hurt.
Okay, but you know what I mean. Not playing 112 games.
He played 90. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah, that was a 30-game season.
A little sweetener, dude. Come on. Everybody's feeling
you. A little sweetener. I'm taking up too much time. It's time for your damage. What do you got?
So, AT&T called me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Take it back. I go back to Miguel Cabrera.
And they said that they would credit me 2 months of service.
Oh, all right.
Except I said, wait a minute. So you're saying that me digging my own hole and doing all that and having to go through this for so long, that's only 2 months? Well, that's all we can. I said, ma'am, the damage is done. As soon as this 2 months is up, like, you know, I'm going to go in a different direction. This is terrible. The damage is done. Like, stop.
The damage is done, my friend.
Like, all of a sudden, and then want to call and follow up to see if I got the, did you get the credit? Like, we're talking about something that happened a month and a half ago, right? Like, don't all of a sudden power call me to make sure I give you credit for what you did. No. You still can kick rocks. And if you can't find any sharp enough rocks, my buttocks is right around the corner.
Damage is done, my friend.
What do you got, JFig?
Sorry, you guys had me.
Middle name, come on!
I was here trying to search up my name to see if it came out. Y'all have me nervous.
Now you're nervous.
What?
Yeah.
Come on. Let me see some
Someone's
ID.
Someone's going to find out because somebody has like some background check stuff in the audience.
Were you reading comments?
No, I just figured logically.
It's in there.
No. All right, so my damage is done. Goes to the whole FTX Arena situation of them dropping the name, and then now the judge is forcing the Heat to keep the FTX Arena.
Yep, for now.
What?
For now.
Because why? Because they pay for it.
Like a stay, yeah. Like while they figure everything out.
The damage is already done.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore. They parted ways with them. All these things, like, they were even looking for a different name. They had declared a different name already, so what's the point?
Let's find new meanings for FTX. Like, what's an acronym maybe we can put there in place? The excellent is really like,
somebody just said, would you rather kick a sharp rock or a heavy rock?
Get off the comments.
I'd rather kick a sharp rock.
I'd rather kick a heavy rock.
Wow.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Dude, a sharp rock, you're not going to get cut. You got shoes on. Right? A heavy rock, you could break a toe, dummy.
Wow.
What are you talking about? It don't even make sense.
Yikes.
Damage is done, my friend.
Very angry with me today. I don't understand.
Because you know, you know why? Because I'm looking across from you and I'm going, this jackass says I agree with him.
I mean, like,
a lot.
All I've said is Mike McDaniel should have gone for it on 4th and 10. I said that there was beef with Deebo Samuel and Raheem Mostert, and that the Marlins should bring back a 40-year-old Miguel Cabrera for one last dance. And I don't understand why you're disagreeing with me.
You also started the show saying he's like a batter that struck out and blamed the bat.
Yeah, because he sits here and he goes, every chair has a story for why he leans out.
look, it's fixed. I haven't leaned back yet. I told you, look.
We'll see.
I tightened it. You can't go back. That's what I was trying to get to.
Okay.
It doesn't go back.
You could have fixed this plenty of days.
I tried. I've been trying.
I'm a
liar.
You could have helped me out. You too, Jennifer.
You're lying.
Wow. You just had to fire that off, huh?
What do you got, Marcos?
My damage design actually has to do with Leroy.
Oh.
Whoa. Y'all ganging up on me.
For leaning out of the camera.
I'm not leaning out of the camera.
I don't know. She wanted it fired, man. I listen.
I like hearing it.
So we saw back in October that Michigan versus Michigan State happened, and there happened to be a big brawl there. I'm not sure if you guys remember that.
Yep.
So now fines and suspensions have been handed out finally. And the Big Ten fines at Michigan State $100,000, as well as suspends one of the many players that were already facing repercussions 8 games in the following season. Not only that, they lost. And Michigan is still on their way to possibly winning a national championship, while Michigan State is definitely not. With that being said, fighting after the match, damage is done, my friend. Enjoy that $100,000 fine and the 12 games one of the players had to take off. Was it really worth it?
Damage is done, my friend.
Not after the game. It's too late for fighting then, right? Yeah. Like, once the game's over, don't go fighting then, because then you look like a clown. You look like a clown because the game's over and now you still have that much energy. Maybe you should have put forth some of that during the game.
On top of all that, the cornerback that was suspended with the most time, Kari Crump, was also charged with a felony.
Like, oof.
Yeah, because he sucker punched the guy.
Eh. What a baby.
Woo!
We'll take a quick break. Get you caught up with your headlines. We will give away Heat and Clippers tickets coming up next hour. A JFig and Marcos special.
JFig's the middle name! Come on.
Is that how you want me to give out the tickets?
No, dude.
Exactly. Okay.
No one's going to get the
tickets. Commercial break!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.